Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. It is time now for news from ABC, sponsored by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer in Tel Aviv. Hundreds of people have gathered once again to demonstrate against Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government, demanding a ceasefire in the country's war with Hamas and calling for a hostage swap in Gaza. Meanwhile, today, word that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will undergo surgery tomorrow to remove a prostate after he was diagnosed with a urinary tract infection. If you're traveling this weekend,
Sunday is going to be one of the busiest days with 54 million passengers expected to fly. Now, according to Hopper, 32.5 million seats are scheduled between December 23rd and New Year's Day, which is the busiest on record. And that's a 2.4% increase compared to last year.
ABC's Jacqueline Lee. A U.S. Coast Guard search not able to find a 51-year-old man who fell overboard on a Norwegian Epic cruise ship Thursday. The accident happened around 3 in the afternoon, about 30 miles east of Long Island in the Bahamas. This is ABC News. The tornado watch in the South has been upgraded to a particularly dangerous situation in parts of Louisiana, Texas, Mississippi, and Arkansas. That's in effect until 9 o'clock Central Time this evening. President-elect Trump is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to delay the implementation of a law that could lead to a ban on TikTok in the U.S. Trump's incoming Solicitor General John Sauer petitioning the court, asking for a delay so that Trump can renegotiate a better deal. The law requires TikTok's Chinese parent company to sell the social media platform, or else it'll be banned next month. ABC's Mary Alice Parks has more.
It'll be very interesting, too, to hear how Trump argues this new position when he is also trying to talk about being forceful and pushing back against Chinese influence in the world. You know, I'm thinking about his recent comments about the Panama Canal, his team saying that that was about trying to push back and curb Chinese influence around the world. But here in this instance, he's really taking this opposite approach and saying that he believes there's still a compromise to be made.
Dave Packer, ABC News.
Spice up your life at Whitaker's Market. As a cook, the bulk food section is one of my favorite departments in the store. In addition to the nuts and dried fruit, the flowers and sweeteners, we have over 65 dried herbs and spices packaged in convenient 8-ounce containers and reasonably priced for you to take home and make those delicious meals that your family loves to eat. See you soon. Whitaker's Market, 1001 Water Avenue, Hillsboro.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by TC Autoworks, a quality pre-owned dealer with a full-service automotive repair facility for foreign and domestic cars and trucks. The evening forecast calls for a low of 31 with fog developing, some areas of thick fog possible. Sunday mostly cloudy, some morning fog lingering, and a high of 41. Right now in Richland Center, after a daytime high of 41, it is 37 degrees.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you could trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
I'm Phil Nee with WRCO News. Navigating your ag business from stress to success is an online course sponsored by UW-Madison Division of Extension's Farm Management Program and the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection's Farm Center. Joy Kirkpatrick, UW-Madison Division of Extension Farm Management Outreach Specialist, says it's a three-step program.
The content is kind of set up in what we call a three-step process where we'll go through some materials to help them think about where they are now. So that helps them identify their specific stressors, but also helps them describe their farm, how it's running, and those kinds of things. So it's kind of that, where are you now? And then we go through the second step is, where do they want to be? This is where it's more about their vision, their future goals, what, you know, defining what success looks like for them to give them a kind of a clear direction. And then that third step is, how do you get there? So that's that final piece where we're helping them put together an action plan that's practical and achievable so that they can really start checking off the to-do list to kind of reach that goal.
By participating in this program, farmers can build a more resilient and sustainable future for their businesses and their families. Participants will have access to the Zoom link and other key links for the program.
We call this an asynchronous and synchronous class. So the asynchronous part is that people can go online within this platform and read materials, watch videos, listen to articles if they'd rather listen rather than read, and they kind of go through some steps. But then we meet with them virtually through Zoom meetings as a group. We'll meet together and talk about different things so that they meet other people in the class. They can build support networks through that, get ideas from each other. They also get access to a facilitator who can meet with them one-on-one and help them with their planning and how they want to get started with addressing their issues. So with that mix of asynchronous and the synchronous are those live group meetings, there's a way to really focus on things.
Kirkpatrick says well-being is another aspect of the program.
We want to give some tools and some small ideas about how they can build some de-stressing activities into their day. So hopefully little things they can kind of de-stress and let go so that those don't build into bigger things.
Those interested can begin the next Navigating Your Ag Business from Stress to Success online course January 1st. For more information about the online course, go to go.wisc.edu/NYAB or email joy.kirkpatrick@wisc.edu or call 608-263-3485. The time is now to pause and reflect on those who are making a difference in your life. Nominations are being accepted for the 2025 Making a Difference Awards. All nominees for these awards come from the public. The criteria for the nominations are that the nominee must be a resident of Richland County and businesses must either be located in or doing business in Richland County. There are many categories for the Making a Difference Awards. They are Business of the Year, Outstanding Organization Award, Civic Leadership, Nonprofit of the Year Award, Best Face Forward, along with Community Stewardship Award, Emergency Responder, Educator of the Year, Medical Hero Award, or Healthcare Professional of the Year, Up and Coming Youth Award, and new this year, Employee of the Year. This award was added to honor the everyday person who shows up and does their job with a great attitude and passion and inspires others and perhaps the company to want to do better and serve others. Typically not someone in the limelight, but just the old faithful. You may submit a nomination by going to southwestpartners.org and clicking on the Making a Difference link and nominate. You may also mail the information to Making a Difference in care of Southwest Partners Incorporated, Post Office Box 651, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581, or email your nomination to swp.acctg@gmail.com or drop the information off at 1313 13 West Seminary Street. That would be Suite 100 in Richland Center. Nominations are due by Monday, January 6th at 5 o'clock. As the year comes to a close, the American Red Cross asks donors to give blood or platelets now. Donors with type O negative blood and those giving platelets are especially urged to give now so patients can continue to receive the care they count on. Four opportunities to give will be held this week. The first will be Tuesday from 11 until 4 at the Comfort Inn in New Lisbon. The second will be held Thursday, January 2nd, from 1 until 6 at St. Martin's Lutheran Church in Cross Plains. Two blood drives will be held Friday, January 3rd. The first will be from 11:30 until 5:30 at Christ Lutheran Church in Spring Green. The second will be from 12:30 until 5:30 at the Arena Fire EMS Station. Schedule an appointment by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. President-elect Donald Trump's pick for Health and Human Services Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr. has promoted consumption of raw milk. Is raw milk illegal in Wisconsin?
Raw milk sales are generally illegal in Wisconsin, except for incidental sales directly to consumers at dairy farms. These sales become illegal if conducted as a regular business or if they are advertised. President-elect Donald Trump's health secretary pick, Robert Kennedy Jr., has signaled support for raw milk, which some public health authorities warn is unsafe due to the risk of bacteria like E. coli. Advocates claim nutritional benefits, but experts say evidence is insufficient. A 2023 Wisconsin bill to license raw milk sales failed to pass. I'm Tricia Young for Wisconsin Watch. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
2024 will go down as an impactful year in the history of the Ice Age National Scenic Trail and the Ice Age Trail Alliance. From trail construction milestones to record-breaking volunteer efforts and record-setting use, the Alliance continues to lead the way, preserving and enhancing the Ice Age National Scenic Trail. The Ice Age National Scenic Trail now boasts 702.6 miles of blazed, hike-ready trail, an increase from 698 in 2023. Volunteers continue to be the backbone of the Alliance's success. In fiscal year 2024, volunteers logged 103,439 service hours on trail-related activities, a new record surpassing last year's high of 100,000 hours. Those contributions tracked by the National Park Service's Volunteer in Parks program position the Ice Trail among the nation's top national parks for volunteer engagement.
Koenig Printing is proud to offer high-speed digital copies at the most competitive price, along with high-quality commercial printing and design for all of your printing and promotional needs. If you have a printing job that needs to be done, call Koenig Printing at 647-6004. For fast, reliable, affordable, high-quality printing for businesses and individuals, call the experts at Koenig Printing in the North Industrial Park, Richland Center. With the experience and knowledge to create the results you want, call 647-6004.
Hey, it's Carl, wishing you a wonderful Christmas season filled with happiness and safety. Best holiday wishes from all of us here at Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists.
Hauling, fencing, hunting, as sure as real work requires breaking a sweat, John Deere Gator utility vehicles work as tough and play as hard as you do. Find your Gator at Hillsboro Equipment because you don't need just any side-by-side. You need a cargo box that performs under stress and extreme conditions and an engine that hustles with or without a full load in the back. Run with us on a Gator UTV from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport.
Here are today's vital statistics. Joel Daniel Rudersdorf, 43, of Richland Center, died December 16th. A celebration of life will be held Sunday at 6 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will be in the Richland Center Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Sunday from 4:30 until the time of the service at 6. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Joel Daniel Rudersdorf, 43, of Richland Center. Larry E. Zink, 78, of Boscobel, died Friday at home. A mass of Christian burial will be held on Thursday at noon at the Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Boscobel. Friends may call at the church on Thursday from 10 until the time of the services at noon. Burial will follow in the Homer Cemetery in rural Boscobel. Military honors will be accorded by the Blake Semrod American Legion Post 134 and the Gilbertson Pitzer Radley VFW Post 10393, both of Boscobel. The Kendall Funeral Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Larry E. Zink, 78, of Boscobel. Irma Mae Brown, 83, of Richland Center, died unexpectedly Sunday at her winter home in Mission, Texas. A celebration of life will be held Friday, April 25th, from 4 until 7 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. A private burial will be held at the Mount Tabor Cemetery. Memorials may be given to the Mount Tabor Cemetery or a charity of your choice. Irma Mae Brown, 83, of Richland Center. Rebecca Becky Salmon, 61, of Soldiers Grove, died Friday at her home. A celebration of life is being planned by the family and will be announced as soon as it's available. The Roth Family Cremation Center and Funeral Services is assisting the family of Rebecca Becky Salmon, 61, of Soldiers Grove.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
Hope you're having a great day so far, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we're seeing some breezy conditions across the region now as low pressure swings away from the area, currently up toward Lake Superior. That's the one that brought us the rain yesterday and last night. Generally about a half to three quarter inch, pretty common across the region. Pretty good amounts for late December, no doubt. And if that had been snow, we probably would be looking at least 6 or 8 inches. How about that? No snow in the forecast for the time being. It will stay on the warmer side for a few more days with temperatures about 15 degrees above normal. Meanwhile, the weather system will slide south of our region Monday afternoon into early Tuesday and should bring a stripe of snow and rain from parts of Wyoming and the Dakotas all the way down through Nebraska, Missouri, Iowa area into Illinois, but the current thinking is it will miss us to the south. We'll see cooler air gradually build in, though, around New Year's and after, as the airflow primarily comes in from central Canada, so temperatures could actually be a little bit below normal as we get toward the end of the upcoming week. Here's that forecast now for the rest of today. Cloud cover mixed with a few peaks of sunshine. A bit breezy out there with temperatures reaching the low to mid-40s. Southwest to west wind 8 to 16. Tonight, variably cloudy. Patches of fog are possible, low at 30. Tomorrow, areas of fog early. We'll see more clouds and sun throughout the day, but still on the mild side with a high of 42, wind light and variable. On Monday, partly sunny, remaining mild, low in the upper 20s with a high of 42. Heading into Tuesday, mostly cloudy, somewhat cooler, low in the upper 20s with highs in the mid-30s. For New Year's Day, partly sunny, breezy and chilly, low 22 with a high of 28. Thursday, mixed skies, breezy and colder yet, low near 15 with a high of 23. And by Friday, partly cloudy, staying seasonably cool, low 11, high of 23. Have a great weekend. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com. 36 degrees with cloudy conditions. 41 was yesterday's high. We picked up 86 one-hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday. Also, the morning low today was 35. Record high, 61, established in 1984. Record low, 21 below zero in 1924. Last year's high was 35 and the low, 28. Sunset will happen at 4:33 tomorrow afternoon after the morning sunrise of 7:34. Right now the air is calm, barometer at 29.85. Since midnight today, 9 one-hundredths of an inch of rain, and we understand after a daytime high of 41, the skies have clouded up and we're at 36 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. Sports is sponsored by members of WRCO Sports Booster Club.
Richland Hospital, first for you, your choice for better health from birth through every step of your life. Wegner Auto Service, a professionally trained towing service available 24/7, capable of towing any size vehicle anywhere. Complete auto body and mechanical work too. And Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, they guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating offers 24/7 service, free estimates, and reasonable rates.
Today in boys basketball, Richland Center played Lewiston Altoona 69-56. The Hornets lost at the Winona State University Classic. The Hornets did win yesterday's game, so they went 1-1 over the weekend of the holiday tournament. It was River Ridge getting a win against Seneca 71-40. Also today, Iowa Grand 76 and St. Ambrose Academy 44. Mineral Point was winner over Dominican 66-60 in the Rick Majerus WBY shootout at Concordia University. Elsewhere, Ithaca was a winner against Belmont today 63-46. Devonheim had 27, Sammy Clary 15. Westby a winner, that is Darlington a winner against Westby 81-56 in boys basketball. The Iowa Grant girls basketball tournament, River Ridge 62-18 over Iowa Grant and River Ridge 45, North Crawford 27 among the games. And there's plenty of wrestling going on today in lacrosse. Bill Twining has more.
WRCO Sports has been proud to cover the 42nd annual Bi-State Classic Wrestling Tournament, and in particular the 10 teams from our immediate listening area. Here's how they have fared. First of all, for the Richland Center Hornets at the Bi-State, the tournament is complete. Senior Ethan Hady placed 9th at 126 pounds. Both junior Ethan Bodendine at 175 and senior Braden Kleppe at 285 were second-day qualifiers, while both Mason Jelinek for the boys and Madeline Muller for the girls picked up a couple of wins in the tournament. They were each 2-2. For River Valley, a couple wrestlers still to go tonight. Wyatt Knockreiner, a senior, wrestles for third place at 157. Senior Noah Radke is in the fifth place match at 138. Already placing, Montana Joles, a sophomore for the girls at 145, placed seventh. And junior Blake Brickle at 190 pounds was 10th. For the boys. Good tournament for Quinn Puzan, Mason Schulte, each won 3 matches for River Valley. Ben Reese and Hunter Ault, each with a pair of victories for the Blackhawks. The Riverdale Chieftains had just boys in the tournament, 2 wrestle for placement matches tonight. Both top seeds, Brody Meese and Grant Matthews, lost in the semifinals. They will be involved in placement matches tonight. Brody Meese wrestles for third. He's a junior at 138 pounds, while Grant Matthews, a junior at 285, wrestles for fifth place for Riverdale. Lakota Brewer, a sophomore, has already placed 11th at 132 pounds, and freshman James Schramm is 12th at 106. Second-day qualifier, Treston Rennish, a sophomore at 126 pounds. Chase McGuire picked up a pair of wins on Friday, but failed to place. The Ithaca Weston Co-op is led by the girls. Kaylee Manning, a sophomore, will be in the fifth place match tonight at 235 pounds. Sophomore Emma Hilby has already placed. She was 10th at 165. None of the boys placed. The team without Mac Neef out with an injury. He was 8th a year ago, but this time around, nobody reached the second day. Derek Franzen and Ashton Bennett each won 3 matches on Friday. Nolan Waldner and Caden Coleman each won 2. For Kickapoo LaFarge Youth Initiative, the girls stole the show. A couple of place winners, sophomores Madison Glass, 10th at 120, and Luca Gross, 11th at 100 pounds, while both Mariana Miller and Maddie Townsend won a pair of matches for the Predator girls. Basketball Wazika Steuben, also highlighted by the girls. A couple of place winners, freshman Peyton Sander was 8th at 114, and senior Lexi Lathrop, 12th at 235, while Elena Krejci won a pair of matches for basketball Wazika Steuben. Out at North Crawford Seneca Fair, well, Frankie Groom, a sophomore, is in the third place match at 132 for the girls tonight, while senior Jaron Grimslid wrestles for fifth for the boys at 113. Sawyer Swigum was a second day qualifier. He is a senior at 215 for the boys, who saw Tom Sprosty win three matches and Gavin Wilkins two on Friday. For Dodgeville, Shane Rashan and Rhett Spurley both lost in the semifinals. They will be busy tonight. Rashan wrestling for third place at 113, Spurley for fifth at 126. Meanwhile, senior Ava Lord for the girls wrestles for fifth place at 107 pounds. Earlier, Brielle Walmer was ninth for the girls, Nathan Johnson 10th for the boys, and Blake Faust won a pair of matches but did not make it to the second day of competition. Mineral Point has two wrestlers in the finals tonight. For the boys, Rowan Carey goes for a bi-state championship at 144 pounds. His opponent, Cole Bozeal of Ocado Falls. And for the girls, Delia Collins is in the finals at 138 pounds against Riley Hanrahan of Black River Falls. Cade Rule wrestles for fifth for the boys, or for third, I should say. Emily Heisner for third for the girls. Liam Carey has already placed seventh for the boys. Jacob Dannenberg was 10th. Memphis Burkhalter, 11th. And Lennon Ewart was a second-day qualifier. The girls already with a couple place winners to go with Delia Collins and Emily Heisner. Haley Yeager placed 10th. Tatum James, 12th earlier today. Yesterday, the boys saw Mason Scullion, Alan James, and Matt Orr all win three matches, while Elliot Kite, Sammy Springer, Emmett Collins, and Sawyer Dannenberg were denied second-day appearances despite two wins on their ledger. For Iowa Grant Highland, Brock Hinderman is in the finals tonight at 150 pounds. A sophomore goes against the top seed, unbeaten Colton Weiler of Auburndale. And in the 285-pound weight class, senior Bodie Brockhop goes for a bi-state championship. His opponent, Jack Bauer of Eastview, Minnesota. He is the one that knocked Riverdale's Grant Matthews into the consolation round with a 1-0 win earlier today in the semifinals. Also for Iowa Grant Highland, Jackson Bussey wrestles for third tonight and Tyson Imhoff for fifth. Earlier placing, the only girl on the team, Maria Schaefer, a freshman, was 11th at 132 pounds. The boys had a couple additional second-day qualifiers, Griffin Wineski, a freshman, Jackson McGuire, a senior. And yesterday, five teammates picked up two wins but failed to make it at the second day of competition. With two wins apiece Friday for Iowa Grant Highland, Hayden Altman, Aiden Bedward, Max Kelly, Gavin Hinderman, and Tucker Degenhart. More reports this evening as the bi-state finals get underway and placement matches for third and fifth will be wrestled concurrently at the Lacrosse Center. For WRCO Sports and David Wormand, I'm Bill Twining.
Thanks, Bill. Today, the Wisconsin Badger women's basketball team lost to Indiana 83-52. Packers and Vikings tomorrow. Remember, that's a later game. 1 o'clock pregame on WRCO FM 100.9. Kickoff time at 3:25. And former Wisconsin quarterback Braden Locke is headed to Arizona. Locke announced his decision in a post on X, giving the Wildcats two veteran quarterbacks with Noah Fifita returning. Locke sat out as a redshirt at Mississippi State in 2022 before joining the Badgers last season. Arizona will have a new-look offense with the addition of offensive coordinator Seth Doug, a disciple of late Texas Tech coach Mike Leach. That's an update on sports for a Saturday. I'm Phil Nee.
Richards Insurance. See the people you can trust at Richards Insurance, your independent insurance agency serving all of Southwest Wisconsin. Richland Electric Cooperative is proud to offer many services to its members and area residents. Richland Electric Co-op is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. And Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call them for a free estimate on a new high-efficiency Carrier gas furnace. Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. 647 647- 5500.
Satisfaction when you're on the road and you're driving a car from Sleepy Hollow. Oh, Sleepy Hollow. We'll take care of you. Come on over to Sleepy Hollow. Oh, Sleepy Hollow. We'll take care of you. Sleepy Hollow.
Barroquois.
Coming up, the Backtrack and Show on WRCO Radio. We're at 35 degrees today in Richland Center, and we are pleased that you've joined us for our Retro Saturdays.
Meyer Oil and LP thanks their customers for making this year so special. They wish you a season of joy and look forward to creating more memories together in 2025.
Hello again, everyone. It's time for the Backtrack and Show on WRCO. I'm Phil Nee, and we go back to some weekends in your life in the 70s and 80s and check out what was happening, what was hot, what was pop culture offering. We go back to this weekend in 1974. Although Cher had earlier turned the song down, she was not interested in it. A song called Angie Baby became a number one hit in the U.S. for Helen Reddy.
And the songs you hear on the rock and roll radio. And when a young girl doesn't have any friends, that's a really nice place to go. Folks hoping you'd turn out cool, but they had to take you out of school. You're a little touched, you know, Angie baby. Lovers of fear in your room each night, and they whirl you the floor, but they always seem to fade away when your daddy taps on your door. Angie girl, are you all right? Tell the radio good night, all alone once more, Angie baby. And the music's so loud it spins him around till his soul has lost its way. And as she turns the volume down, he's getting smaller with the sound. It seems to pull him off the ground toward the radio he's found, never to be found. The headlines read that a boy disappeared and everyone thinks he died. Steps a crazy girl with a secret lover who keeps her satisfied. It's so nice to be insane, no one asks you to explain. Radio by your side and your baby.
Big record between 1974 and 75 for Helen Reddy and a song that Cher turned down. Cher also rejected The Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia, which went on to be a big hit for Vicki Lawrence back in April of 1973. Phil Nee with you backtracking. We hope you're having a great weekend in Southwest Wisconsin. Hall & Oates up next in the cavalcade of backtracking hitmakers. That's what I was saying in late December back in 1981, when Warner Brothers, which included Elektra and Asylum, followed the lead of RCA Records and raised the price for a 45 RPM record to $1.99. That meant that I had to unload four more loads of hay. I had to unload eight loads of hay at a quarter apiece to get a $2.45. It was, times were tough, that's for sure. Well, also on this day, there was some knighting going on. Britain's Cabinet Office announced that Barry Gibb of the Bee Gees and Richard Starkey, a.k.a. Ringo Starr of the Beatles, had been selected for knighthood for their service to British music. Backtracking with the Bee Gees, getting it started on a Saturday night with a little dancing music. Take me.
you're feeling blue, you do know that you care, but you don't know what to do.
Sir Ringo Starr from 1977, giving you a dose of rock and roll on the Backtrackin' Show.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. I'm not a very patient person. I like results, and I like them now. My mind races at 100 miles per hour most of the time, even when I'm supposed to be sleeping. So when my brother took me on my first deer hunt ever, I couldn't stand it. I mean, really, going out in the woods an hour before sunrise, sitting still and quiet for hours, thinking about all the work I could and should be doing in my office at home in the warmth, hoping that maybe, just maybe, that I might be able to squeeze off a shot at a deer that just happened to walk within range. But I discovered something in my first day of hunting, sitting in God's creation, admiring everything He's made. From what began as an impatient time thinking about all the work I could be doing, became a time of reverent worship as my mind began to take joy in God, my Father. And the amazing thing is, despite all the beauty of God's creation, man is God's greatest and most treasured act of creation. Psalm 8 says, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory in the heavens. Through the praise of children and infants, you have ordained praise to silence the foe and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him? Human beings that you care for them. You have made them a little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honor. You made them rulers over the works of your hands. You put everything under their feet, all flocks and herds, and the animals of the wild, the birds in the sky, and the fish in the sea, all that swim the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
WRCO.
That's from a movie called Let's Do It Again, featuring Bill Cosby and Jimmy J.J. Walker, and a tune that was a number one for former gospel group the Staple Singers, scoring their second Billboard number one hit with Let's Do It Again. They had earlier topped the chart with a song called I'll Take You There. That was in 1975. Also in late December in 1975, Elton John was battling them for the top spot.
The Backtracking Show on WRCO Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. It's our warm-up for Those Were the Days get-together coming up in just a little bit here, right around the bend. Thanks for joining us today for the Retro Saturday. Chart data taken from Joel Whitburn's Record Research in Menominee Falls, Wisconsin. We're currently at 33 degrees in Richland Center on this Saturday after a high of 41.
The smarter way to clean your floors, it's time to make the swap. Swiffer Power Mop.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop, Swiffer Power Mop.
From Meyer Oil and LP to their cherished customers, happy holidays. They're grateful for the support throughout the year and excited for what's to come in 2025.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get four free phones and four lines for $90 a month, so you can give your family the gift of connection.
Okay, but what about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want four free phones.
What if I gave them kitchen tools?
Four free phones.
Well, how about a cozy sweater?
Four free phones.
Maybe I'll get...
Four free phones.
Four free phones.
That's how you take a hint. Get four free phones and four lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays. This is the season for love, laughter, and making memories. As you gather with family and friends, may your days be filled with warmth and joy, and may the new year bring you peace, success, and endless opportunities. Wishing you a holiday season to remember. From Danielle, from Hair Spice, Sean from Freya Salon, Larson Collision and Paint, and the Mushroom Festival.
Hi, my name is Ryan Lemke, RCHS co-principal. As a community, we support our high school athletes and want them to be the best on game day. Did you know that one night of binge drinking can diminish 2 weeks of athletic training? 90% of adults who develop an addiction to alcohol started in their teens. You can play a role in their athletic success by encouraging that one choice not to use substances. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Ring in 2025 with WRCO's Triviathon. Hi everyone, I'm Phil Nee, inviting you to join us for the Triviathon fun game competition between 6 and midnight New Year's Eve. Now, if you'd like to be a part of it, give us a call at WRCO at 608-647-2111, and you'll be ready to play Triviathon. If you'd like to just play along at home, that's great too. Triviathon is sponsored by Osborne Stump Removal, The House on the Rock Attraction and Resort, USA Mortgage, Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County, Sunshine and Giggles, Larson Collision and Paint, Osborne Stump Removal, Jelenic Plumbing and Heating, Computer Doctors, Cardinal Glass CG, and Town and Country TV and Appliance. Join us for Triviathon New Year's Eve between 6 and midnight on WRCO. An overnight low of 31 degrees with some fog later on for tomorrow. Mostly cloudy, some morning fog lingering, and a high of 41. Sunday night, 31 with areas of fog, and Monday, partly to mostly cloudy with mild conditions still, and a high of 39. Right now, WRCO Studios, after a high of 41, it's 33 on the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer. WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Maud, starring Beatrice Arthur, and Kojak, starring Telly Savalas, will return next Saturday night at their regular times on most of these stations.
You hear the music you want to hear on WRCO Richland Center.
When all is said and done, radio's number one.